You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Segment, you may be wondering why we're playing love songs at the top of each segment tonight. The reason is because, of course, tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, and I want all of you guys to do your duty tomorrow and let that special lady and daughter in your life know how much you love them and how much they mean to you. And so we're going to continue to do that the rest of the night. But what we're going to do this segment, though, is break down what a brokered GOP convention might be. Now, they say every year there may be a brokered convention. When's the last time it happened, Keith?
Well, it happened in 1860, and it also happened in 1824, which led to directly to Andrew Jackson's election.
And what happened in 1860 after it happened?
The Civil War. Okay, so let me tell you. And also, well, in 1824, at the end of the election, nobody got a plurality of the votes, but the vote was split three ways. Andrew Jackson was front runner, followed by Henry Clay, and then John Quincy Adams. A special deal was made with the Federalist John Quincy Adams. Henry Clay was the first sellout Southerner. He gave his electors to John Quincy Adams, so he vaulted to the top. Andrew Jackson was so enraged by this that he basically went on a four-year nonstop campaign for presidency, which culminated in his election in 1828. It also resulted in the demise, the end of the Federalist Party. That corrupt bargain. I say that if there's a broker convention that denies Donald Trump the presidency or the nomination of the Republican Party,
let there be war.
Well, it will be the end of the Republican Party, just like in 1824 it signaled the end of the Federalist Party.
1860. Eddie just walked in. Eddie's getting ready for his time coming up. If there was another war between the states, would you fight, Pappy?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Here's what happened in 1860. Let me give you just what happened in 1860, okay?
Very quickly. Basically, I got to get to this.
You had the Democrats and the new Republican Party, which was the successors of the Whig Party, and they were unsatisfactory to a lot of people, so you had two extra candidates come out. You had Stephen Douglas, was a Democrat, Abraham Lincoln, the Republican. You had John Bell and John Breckinridge, who came in as third party candidates.
And John Breckinridge went on to be a Confederate general.
Absolutely. He was, in fact, he was the commanding officer at the Battle of New Market.
The Battle of No Shoes.
Yeah, well, that's No Shoes and a bunch of 15-year-old boys from Virginia Military Institute.
A bunch of 15-year-old boys with No Shoes from the Virginia Military Institute beat the Yankee Army in the Shenandoah Valley there.
But see, that's what happened. See, and that could well happen here. Let's say that we've already seen the Democrats doing all these dirty tricks to Bernie Sanders. He won by 22 points.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire by 22 points, and Hillary Clinton got more delegates from New Hampshire than Bernie did. Explain that.
Well, I thought it was the same amount, but anyway, she was beaten like a drum. She's beaten like a barred mule, as we said at the top of this show. But apparently the Democrats are so corrupt that, you know, first of all, they had the coin toss, which denied Sanders his victory in Iowa. Now they've done it again. Now, this makes me think that Sanders may be in the tank, because can you imagine if this had happened, the shoe was on the other foot in the Republican Party to Donald Trump? Would Donald Trump be taking it lying down?
But no. All right, let me read this, though. Brokered convention. All right, so let me break it down exactly what that means, and we've been talking about it. Iowa was supposed to be the first in a series of convincing wins that would cement Donald Trump's status as the inevitable nominee of the Republican Party, but he did lose before going on to win big in New Hampshire. So Trump needs at least 60% of the delegates before the convention to secure the nomination. Now, he won huge in New Hampshire, but still, as of this day, he's got 17 delegates. Cruz has 11. And it's down to six now. Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, John Kasich. A lot of people out there don't understand how the process works. Donald Trump could win more states than anyone else during this entire process and still not win the nomination outright. In order to win the nomination outright, one of the Republican candidates must secure at least 1,237 delegates that are up for grabs. But not all of those delegates will be awarded during the caucus or primaries. Out of the total number of delegates, 437 of them are considered to be unpledged superdelegates. These unpledged delegates are individuals of importance within the GOP, and the vast majority of them are members of the establishment. Needless to say, they're not going to be voting for Donald Trump. Donald Trump could still win the Republican nomination without any of those superdelegates or unpledged delegates, but in order to do so, he would need to win approximately 60.78% of the delegates that are up for grabs during the caucuses and primaries.
So, in other words, Trump has to win big, folks. And let me tell you, this would be the exact right. Here's a potential scenario that would take us back in time to 1860. Let's say that both Sanders and Trump get screwed by the party regulars or the establishment in both parties, the elites running both parties. Well, what if Sanders and Trump then decided to run each as a third party candidate? And then you'd have four serious contenders for the presidency rather than two. That's what led to the Civil War. That's what led to Abraham Lincoln getting the presidency with only 39% of the vote in 1860.
But, you know, here's the thing. For him to clinch the nomination before it goes to the floor in Cleveland at the GOP convention in July, he needs to win 1,200 and some odd delegates, as I just read. I think he will sweep the South. He may not lose another state the way it looks right now. If he wins 49 states and still falls short, if the six other people stay involved to gobble up a few delegates here and there from the states that award them proportionately. Now, South Carolina, who votes next Saturday. We will actually be live on the air when the results come in next Saturday in South Carolina. That's going to be an incredible show. But South Carolina is a winner-take-all state. Some states award them proportionately. If Donald Trump wins 40-plus states but has just short of 1,200 and some odd delegates, even as criminally corrupt as the GOP leadership is, it is hard for me to see them denying him the nomination. They will say, I think, let's just deal with this guy for 4 years and see what happens. Because if they deny him the nomination after he wins 40-plus states, that is the end of their party, and that is the end of their leadership.
Just like it was the end of the Federalists in 1824 and basically the end of the Union.
But the way it's looking right now, I think he could clinch those number of delegates outright.
Well, Eddie just asked a great question. I'm going to pass it along. He basically said, after the Confederacy votes, after Super Tuesday in the SEC primary, is it possible that he could have 60% of the Republican delegates?
No, okay. Because of the proportional status of many of those states. He won't have the 1,200 delegates after Super Tuesday, but he will be well on his way. I think he will get it.
Is South Carolina proportional or winner-take-all?
It's winner-take-all, but it's just 50 delegates. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
That song will make Charles Krauthammer get up and walk.
Right? Yeah, I tell you, you can't be from Memphis without that one.
Memphis is own. Yeah, that was
a comment that we made at lunch when we were doing the show prep this week.
All right, hey, I'm at realclearpolitics.com right now, folks. All right, in South Carolina, a big evangelical, a big Southern Baptist state, the newest poll out. Now, actually, this is the aggregate, the average of all of the polls out there. In South Carolina, right now, as of this minute, Trump 36%, Cruz 18%. That is 2-1. And then everybody else beneath Cruz is lower than 18%, obviously. Trump up 2-1 in South Carolina. He doesn't lose that before next week. Now, there is a debate that's going to start in about 40 minutes.
And it's a winner-take-all primary in South Carolina.
That is absolutely right. And then on Tuesday of next week, Tuesday, well, all right, South Carolina has a debate tonight. A week from tonight, they have their primary. On the Tuesday after that, Nevada votes, and Trump's up big in Nevada. Trump's up big in Michigan. If he, in Michigan, he's up 40% to 20% over Rubio, who's in second in that particular state. All right, so here's the thing. Trump wins South Carolina next Saturday. Then he wins Nevada the following Tuesday. That will give him a northeastern state, a southern state, and a western state. In consecutive order, it's over at that point, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Trump fan, break open a bottle of wine tonight. It is all but clinched.
And like
we
said,
he's not going to fumble in the debate tonight.
Well, he's not
going
to fumble in the debate, but the dirty tricks will come out. And like I said, unless they catch him in bed with a live boy or a dead woman, he's got a clean path.
The broker convention, though, we were talking about how it may work out. I think there is a chance Trump will get those delegates because, I mean, look, New Hampshire cleared out Huckabee. It cleared out Fiorina. It cleared out one of the Chris Christie. And then, of course, the others were cleared out in Iowa. So now it's down to six. After tonight, or after next week, rather, I hope it doesn't winnow anymore because the more of the establishment cucks you have in there, the more their vote is dissipated.
Yeah, but I hope they hang in like Gunga Din, every last one of them.
Well, all right. So, Keith, in the unlikely chance that the GOP does try to pull a dirty trick at the convention and take the nomination away from Trump, who will by that point have won 40-plus states, I really don't see that happening. I really don't see that happening. If he doesn't clinch the number of delegates, I don't see that happening. But if it did, your solution, and make it quick because I want to
ask
another question.
I think it's time to resurrect the conversation about secession. With the loss, unfortunately, today of Antonin Scalia, the bell cow of the conservative part of the Supreme Court, with him not there to try to protect our flanks, and with a conservative, a Jeb Bush or a Marco Rubio as the president, we've got to realize
that
our government is enemy occupied territory.
That would be some hell of a brokering if you could give a guy that didn't win a single state the nomination. And I just don't see that happening. I don't see that happening as criminally corrupt as the Republicans are. But I want to ask you this, and we've been talking about this. This is off topic, but very quickly. Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton in this email scandal. Now, she is the Democratic front runner, and there's been all of this swirl about her emails for months and months and months. The entire FBI is on top of this. As much scrutiny and as high profile as this is, and you know that the entire FBI is on it, do you think that there is even a chance that after all of these months, they have not determined whether or not they have enough to charge her with?
Well, they absolutely know that, and let me just tell you this. This is the other thing we need to know about that particular situation, that we have, you know, if let's say that they, you know, she would, with particularly with Scalia off the Supreme Court, there's no way the Supreme Court is going to buck the elite establishment in America and take away Hillary Clinton's election if she gets elected. On the other hand, if Cruz becomes the Republican candidate, bet your last dollar, bet the family farm on the fact that there is going to be a lawsuit brought to challenge his eligibility as not being a natural-born citizen of the United States. And without Scalia on that Supreme Court, I guarantee you Cruz will go down. So that's you're just walking into a trap voting for Cruz.
Well, I tell you, I don't think there's a big chance that's going to happen according to everything I'm seeing now. Now, things do change in politics, but as it looks right now, I think it looks very good for us. Eddie was asking about delegates earlier. We had this conversation earlier. I was a delegate for Pat Buchanan to the Reform Party convention, and it works very similarly. Obviously, the Reform Party is a different beast than the Republican Party, but when you win delegates, you get to assign your delegates. Trump won X number of delegates in New Hampshire. He gets to handpick his person to serve in that slot as a delegate and take them to the convention. When Pat Buchanan won the Reform Party's primary in the state of Tennessee, I was one of the delegates selected by the campaign to go out and vote for Pat at the Reform Party convention in Long Beach, California in 2000. So when the Republican convention comes up in 2016, obviously in July of this year, Trump will put into place the people he wants to serve as his delegates. That's how that works. So it's not as though Trump could win all of these delegates and the Republicans just put people in there that are going to vote for somebody else. It doesn't work that way. But I do want to say one thing about Ted Nugent very quickly. Ted Nugent has been on this radio show.
He's one of our favorites.
And he has named the Jew. He posted to his Facebook page, "Know these punks. They hate freedom. They hate good over evil. They would deny us our basic human right to self-defense and to keep and bear arms, while many of them have tax-paid, hired, armed security. Know them well. Every one of them, you know how evil they are. Let us raise maximum hell to shut them down." And it's got pictures of a bunch of people, a bunch of government insiders with the Israeli flag over their face. And so,
Chuck
of course,
Schumer, Barbara Feinstein, Barbara Boxer,
Mike Bloomberg,
you know, the usual suspects. Dianne Feinstein, excuse me.
And so he's got these pictures on Facebook with just the Israeli flag, because just to point out that they're Jewish. He didn't actually even mention the J word, but he's getting, of course, excoriated in the media for being an anti-Semite now.
Abe Foxman, too. I see him there. I see his bright, shining face
so,
from the ADL, your favorite.
Well, he really has a crush on us. And yeah. I see Rahm Emanuel right there.
Where's Mark Potok?
He's not big enough. Yeah. But so Ted Cruz would never say anything that on Ted Nugent. And Ted Nugent has been on this show, and he's in the news this week. So we had to give
We need to get him on the show again. We need to throw him a lifeline, give him a shout-out, let him know that we're behind him 100%. This is what happens in America when you tell the truth about Jewish power and influence.
And he's getting casted to the
outer
garden. All he's mentioning is that so many of the people that are against gun control happen to be Jewish. And if you look, you can denounce and criticize white people for anything under the sun, but if you criticize a Jewish individual over anything, now I'm not saying all Jews are evil, but if you say, you know, I disagree with this person who happens to be Jewish, you're all of a sudden an anti-Semite. If they're Jewish, I guess you're just supposed to agree with them no matter what they say.
Well, you can't even point out that somebody that has power is a Jew. Because if you do, then you're
automatically... Now, they can point that out in their publications and brag about how they own Hollywood.
Right, but then we're supposed to be put on blinders and not mention that. It's like the third rail, like I said. It's like when you touch the third rail on an electric train, that's when the power gets juiced on and you get fried. Well, that's what happens to people in politics in America or in public life in any way if you point out Jewish power and influence.
Well, he's done for the night, folks. Elvis is about to leave the building. He's going to get that towel and pat himself down. Keith Alexander the Great is done until next week. He's a hunk of burning love. He's going to go home and watch the debate.
Okay, folks.
We got Bombardier Eddie Miller coming
in. Eddie's ready to come in. He's strapped in, putting on the seatbelt, and ready to work the controls of the Bombay.
We'll be right back with the Pappy. Dr. Pappy, Bombardier Eddie Miller, when we come back. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Open your eyes, America. 50 years of cultural Marxism, institutionalized anti-white propaganda, and dysgenic policies on a wide scale have put Western civilization in peril as never before. Metropolis after metropolis, city after city, and town after town have changed from gleaming alabaster to grim third world hellholes. Positive change at last is in the air. Make America great again by supporting Donald Trump for president. Make your financial contribution today at thedailytrump.org. Also, go to the internet or to YouTube and check out these websites and their videos. The American Freedom Party, thedailytrump.org, Faith, Reason, and Western Civilization, American Renaissance, Occidental Observer, Political Cesspool, WhitakerOnline.org, RobertWWhitaker.com, DailyKen.com, Council of Conservative Citizens. Be a part of this great effort to save Western civilization. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
That's Buck Owens at his best.
I recognize it anywhere.
We're a day before Valentine's Day, and we're filled with love here in the political cesspool. And ladies and gentlemen, we love you. I want to bring back up very quickly, because we still have so much ground to cover. We're only half done tonight. Don't forget, the Republican debate in South Carolina starts in about 30 minutes. We're going to have Brad Griffin watching it on TV. He's going to call in the third hour. He's going to tell us what he sees, because we're going to be here working. And then next week, South Carolina will vote. And then on Tuesday the following week, Nevada's going to vote. And then I think Donald Trump will be well on his way to becoming the next president. But first, I want to say, and I want to bring it back up for Eddie to weigh in on, because I think it's just so profound. This big article, which prompted an interview request of yours truly from CBS Radio, the conservative civil war over Donald Trump. I know we were talking about this on the phone, Eddie, earlier today. For us to be mentioned in the same breath as people like, now, again, we're not saying we want to share this company, but we are in this company according to at least this article. Karl Rove, Bill Kristol, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. For us to be listed as one of the top 40 media outlets that have weighed in on the Donald Trump candidacy, did you see that happening 11 years ago when we started this thing?
You're reading my mind. You know, that is mighty heady stuff. That is elixir. That's like morphine and opium combined.
And we're here. You know, I wish we could get the salary that those other guys I mentioned get paid. I mean, here we are. We have so much traffic coming into thepoliticalcesspool.org. I had to pay $600 a couple of days ago to increase our server and our bandwidth. That nearly broke us.
But it's a double-edged sword. It's just like a curse that we're getting.
Well,
better.
I mean, you know, thankfully we have an audience that responds during our fundraiser drive. The first quarter fundraising drive for 2016 will kick off in March, and it will run through March. But here we are, though, at least according to this very major outlet, in the same breath with these, we don't have their budget, but according to this outlet that is very much against us, we have their impact.
You know, it just goes to show what I've said. And everything I say, I've read or got from somebody beforehand. Just like I think it was, I forget who it was, the great philosopher says, they said, how come you have such great vision? How come you have such great foresight? And he responded by saying, because I stand on the shoulders of giants. Well, you know, God Almighty never used a majority. We have a pitiful budget here in the cesspool. We work for free. And James mentioned 11 years ago that I ever foresee where we've come. It's for real. It's like I'm in surgery under
all the news, all the headlines, all of the things we've done over 11 years, all of the guests. I mean, we've had
A-list Hollywood actors. We've had elected congressmen. We've had all of these huge guests. And, you know, we do it on a shoestring, and we never sacrifice the fact that this is a pro-white radio show. We're going to talk about racial realities. We're going to talk about Jewish power and influence. That's our bread and butter.
Hey, you know, little teaser here, son. Pray. I'm working on a thing.
Well, we're
right
a Christian
now.
Show, too, and that's not ever.
I'm hoping we get – there's another United City, United States Republican congressman from the great state of Kentucky, my home state. Well, actually, I was born there. I consider Tennessee my home state. I've been here since I was 4 years old. If I'm hoping we could get him on, it's kind of like it'd be kind of like some people would consider a rabbit trail.
He's got so many of our big ones on. You got Gary Sinise on. You got
Walter Jones.
You got Paul Babiou, and yeah. We know how much he enjoyed. You know, we got denounced by the United States Congress because of that interview.
He helped us get branded by the United States Congress.
How many radio shows have been denounced on the record?
With a $100 budget.
We do a little bit better than that, but I tell you, we wouldn't make Bill O'Reilly jealous. But anyway, folks, again, I bring that up a second time tonight only because I want you to know how much you made that possible. Eddie and myself and Keith and Winston and the rest of the staff and crew here, Scoop and the Copperhead and Sean Bergen, we're your proxies. You made it happen. Sam Bushman made it happen. That's it. I mean, we're here, we talk, and we do the work, but you made it happen.
You know what?
I guess it's a symbiotic relationship. You couldn't have one without the other, but I know we wouldn't be here without those people I just mentioned.
I know James, being a Southern Baptist, will know what I'm saying, and a lot of our audience will. One person will sow the seed, one will cultivate it, one will water it.
Well, you would know that as a Southern Baptist, although an unchurched
Southern
Baptist. I spoke
to one of my Southern Baptist friends today.
Well, we can't get into the Southern Baptist
right.
thing yet because that's
hey,
coming up next
week. And, you know, who knows? You know how I waffle a lot. Who knows? I may be going to church there Sunday.
Well, I think you should. We're going to talk about that. Now, I posted an article earlier this week at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I want you to check it out. I want you to check out the picture that I took with my daughter at the daddy-daughter dance. Now, you know, I'm big about that.
You're big time.
My Valentine. And it was posted yesterday on Friday. But earlier this week, I posted an article entitled Southern Baptist for Donald Trump. And I got a picture. I posed with my yard sign for Trump in my yard.
I think we should make Donald Trump the Baptist Pope.
He'd be better than what we got. All right, well, we're going to talk about that next segment. But first,
hey,
very quickly, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton.
That.
We were going to say about Hillary Clinton. You know, there's no way that the FBI doesn't have enough. There's no way they've investigated this whole issue for a year, as high profile as this case is, and that they haven't come to a determination whether or not there's enough to indict her or not. If there was not enough to indict her, they would say, you know what, she's free and clear, she did no wrong. Obviously, there's enough to indict her, and they're just sitting on it. Even if they do indict her, the Justice Department could block it, and they would block it.
Here's what I think, and listen, I was mentioning, a lot of you people in the audience may or may not have ever heard the name Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols was the insider's insider. He was in the very innermost circle of the Clinton machine when they were in Arkansas, when they had the crime syndicate in Arkansas. He was with them. He was in there as much as Vince Foster. You know what happened to Vince Foster? He committed suicide, shot himself in the back of the head 3 or 4 times at Fort Marcy Park in Virginia. But here's
what
Larry.
Do you think Antonin Scalia committed suicide today?
Yes, yeah, you know, I tell you. Here's what Larry Nichols said, and I believe him. He was instrumental in the Clinton Chronicles. He says that yes, James, they have enough evidence to hang Hillary 100 times. They have far more evidence of far
well,
more
this
dirty
is what
dudes.
We've talked about. I don't mean to interrupt you, Pappy.
Sure,
you're
go
my
ahead.
Elder, and you know, as a Southern Baptist, I like to pay respect to my elders. But of all
well,
of the
not
things,
that much older, only 40 years.
Of all of the things you could have indicted the criminally corrupt Clintons on to get them on an email thing, I mean, come on.
Well, here's the thing: is what was in those emails. I mean, I don't see how it could be much worse. Well, let me before I get sidetracked.
It doesn't matter for her because she's losing primaries by 20 points and still getting the same number of delegates.
Well, here's the thing. Larry Nichols, who's the insider's insider, says that, yes, they have the goods on her. But here's something else, folks. She has the goods on them. She has the dirt on them. And during the break, me and James and Keith were talking about Inspector Rothstein, how y'all probably heard us say 1,000 times that Washington, D.C. is what James, 25 to 35%, which Rothstein said, are into pedophilia, witchcraft.
According
I mean, all this crap.
to a detective, a former detective from the New York Police Department, who looked into this completely non-biased.
Inspector John Rothstein.
And
Jim Rothstein.
Jim Rothstein. And, that
and John DeKalb, Senator John DeKalb.
Those were the findings, yes.
Okay, well, he says that she has this incredible evil secrets on them. And she's told them, boys, if you bring me down, I'm taking you down too. She said, here's what he said. She told him, I will completely destroy the Democratic Party.
There's just no way they could have been investigating this since last summer.
That's what they're
doing. I mean, I've been hearing this at least since last summer and not have come to a finding whether or not there's enough.
Who was that General McCaffrey? Which general was it they hung out to dry for the girlfriend? It wasn't McCaffrey, was it? But what, about a year ago? But they said what he did was like, you know, jaywalking compared to what we all know, that how the criminal cabal that Hillary is. But that's the thing. And after he said that, I don't think there's any way she's going to win the presidency.
Well, this is great for us, though. It's great. It's great for Trump. I mean, to go up against a person like that, and let's make no mistake about it, Bernie Sanders is not Trump. Sanders is not going to do on that side of the field what Trump is doing to his competition.
Sanders,
when we come back, a couple of Southern Baptists are going to talk about a couple of Southern Baptists are going to talk about Trump. Stay tuned.
Right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
On the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
time we part, my heart wants to die. Darling, hear my prayer, come to me there. I'll be your love till the end.
I just want to go home. I mean, it don't get any better than that. And there's nothing we can do that will be better than that for the rest of the program. That was Jay Black, Jay and the Americans.
You know what?
Caramia.
Guys, don't forget your wives and your girlfriends tomorrow.
Tomorrow, absolutely.
Hey, I got to say something. This is kind of off the brawl.
I will have to admit, I don't know all there is to know about the nuts and bolts of elections and stuff. I've never had the attention span.
Well, we always lose so badly. We don't invest much in it.
Who could not have enjoyed it? I'll have to say this now. I really enjoy Keith breaking down these, the broker collections of 1792 and 1513. I mean, the dude's got a memory like
that. Keith is an encyclopedia of history. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of everything. I mean, there's nothing Keith doesn't know. I don't even think he's human. I mean, I'm glad he's on our side.
You did a good job, too, with the superdelegate. Matter of fact, was you a superdelegate?
Well, I mean, the only reason I know how delegates are awarded
is maybe you were an ultra superdelegate.
Back when the Reform Party was still alive in 2000, I knew how, the candidate who wins the delegates gets to pick who fills those slots, and that is universal. So it's not like Trump won X number of delegates in any given state, and the Republican Party gets to fill those slots with people who are not going to vote for Trump. The candidate who wins those delegates gets to fill those slots with, their people. And so when Buchanan won Tennessee in the Reform Party nominating process in 2000, I was the representative for the 7th Congressional District of Tennessee. And so I know a little bit about how that works. That's how it works.
Old country boy for an old Appalachian mountaineer boy like me.
Got to go out to Los Angeles and vote for Pat.
You didn't? Did you see any transvestites? Did they have transvestites out there then?
Well, that was in 2000, so certainly they did. But it wasn't to the point where people like Bruce Jenner.
It wasn't a badge of honor.
Was the poster child for America. All right, but very quickly, talking about Southern Baptists, Chuck Baldwin. Now, Chuck Baldwin, I love Chuck Baldwin. He is a Southern Baptist. Now, he moved from Pensacola, Florida to the Northwest, but he was a Southern Baptist pastor, and he wrote this, and I actually got this from LibertyNewsRadio.com, and we reposted it to our website. If you're not going to LibertyNewsRadio.com every day, LibertyRoundtable.com every day. Liberty Roundtable is actually where I got it from. Liberty News Radio gives you the program schedule for this network. LibertyRoundtable.com has the news feed and also houses our archives.
You know, James, I forwarded you an article today. I'm sure you probably hadn't seen it. Speaking of the Institute of the Constitution, they have a Jake McCauley on there now. I don't know if you read him. But he has an excellent article. If there's time, if James knows how to do it, maybe he can post that article.
I'll post it if you want me to.
Yeah, post it. It's from Jake McCauley. Since Michael Peruca won politician up there. Now, he won a
council seat in his town in Maryland.
Now, he's not on his radio show anymore, is he?
I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, this guy's kind
of a great guy.
This guy is great. You ought to read it. It's biblical.
All right. Well, if you send it to me, I'll post it. We got a lot of good articles coming up at thepoliticalcesspool.org next week, including the one that I haven't had time to post yet, which is the conservative war over Donald Trump. And we're going to be, sharing that article that we've been talking about tonight with the images of us in high profile company. Anyway,
you're going into, Dale. Let me just put this out. I'm putting a call out for the Copperhead. For Lee Cochran, come to Memphis, me, the Copperhead, and Lee. I know the Copperhead did. We need to make a little trip up here to Nashville, although I don't think Russell Moore is going to be relevant much longer. I think he's going down burning in flames. But we need to make a trip up there, and we need to raise some cane at the courthouse up there, on the steps of the SBC up there and demand to see him. Because I know you're going into that story next, James. That's the only reason I said that. So if the Copperhead is listening, if Lee Cochran's listening – if y'all are not, I'll get in touch with you later. We need to make a trip up to Nashburg.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to get into that. So Chuck Baldwin, who was the former presidential nominee of the Constitution Party a few years back, and he's a longtime Southern Baptist pastor, he writes this that I pulled from LibertyRoundtable.com, and reposted at thepoliticalcesspool.org. A Ted Cruz victory in Iowa was not surprising. Not at all. Typically, Chuck Baldwin writes, the Republican presidential candidate that can out-Christian the rest of the field wins Iowa. And Cruz is the best at doing that since George W. Bush. But unlike Bush, Cruz will not win the Republican nomination. Count on it. And I, for one, this is a Southern Baptist pastor talking, am glad that he won't. I've already expressed my feelings that Cruz cannot be trusted to be faithful to the Constitution.
Amen.
Especially in matters that pertain to the warfare state and the police state. His ties to the Council on Foreign Relations and Goldman Sachs cannot be taken lightly. Birds of a feather still flock together. His staff is littered with New World Order fellow travelers. You are reading one Christian writer who would far rather vote for an unbeliever that will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States than vote for a believer who will not preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Hear,
there
hear.
Is nothing about Ted Cruz that convinces me that he would be faithful to the Constitution, his Christian rhetoric notwithstanding. This is Chuck Baldwin.
Oh, listen, but there's plenty, more than enough evidence out there to prove that he would be unfaithful to the Constitution. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Chuck Baldwin concludes, all of the GOP presidential candidates, of all of them, Ted Cruz is probably the deepest in the pocket of the Israeli lobby. Now, here is again a Southern Baptist pastor condemning those who are controlled by Israel. Unlike many of my Christian brethren, Chuck Baldwin concludes, I am convinced that the Zionists in Israel and America are a major destructive force to liberty and a direct threat to the biblical nature and natural law principles upon which the United States was founded. The more allegiance a U.S. politician has to Zionism, the more harmful he is to America. Put
sure.
Ted Cruz at the top of that list. So that's Chuck Baldwin, a Southern Baptist pastor, coming out against Ted Cruz. And I tell you, a lot of Southern Baptists are wise to that. That is why that Trump is doing so well. I put up a post this week at thepoliticalcesspool.org, Southern Baptist for Trump. Russell Moore does not speak for us. I have planted a Trump sign in my front yard. I posted a picture to my website of me with that sign in my front yard. I'm a Southern Baptist who wants to make America great again. And the majority of people that I've spoken to at church have told me that they also, not all, but the majority, will be voting for Donald Trump that I've talked to when the GOP primaries come to the to Tennessee on March 1st. And I expect that Trump will receive a very warm reception in the Confederacy. He's leading big in South Carolina. He's going to win big there. And, Eddie, it's going to happen. And it gets all down to, you know, how do we identify ourselves? If you're listening to us, if you're listening to me, I am a Christian. I am a conservative. I'm a populist. I'm a nationalist. I'm a traditionalist. I'm pro-white. I'm all of these things at once.
You're constitutionalist based on biblical law. All law, all common law, as passed down from the Holy Bible all the way from, you know, from Mount Sinai down to Black's commentaries on the laws of England, down to the Bible. The Bible is based on the Constitution. James, you are a biblical constitutionalist of rule of law, not rule of man. That's what you are.
Well,
son.
You know, some people out there will say they're this, they're that. If you're pulling in the right direction,
rule of law.
If you tune into this show, you're tuning in because we're pro-white and we talk about the Jewish question. We talk about the Jewish question. We're pro-white. That's why you tune into this show. But we're also Christians. Now, that might not be the bread and butter for some people. That's fine. But, you know, I'm not going to allow people like Karl Rove and Charles Krauthammer and Bill Kristol and Glenn Beck redefine the word conservative, which means someone who adheres to the establishment of the past, someone who adheres to the traditional order and societal structure. By that textbook definition, we are conservatives. They are not. And so I am a populist. I am a paleoconservative. I am a nationalist. I am all of these things. But I don't like letting these cucks run us off of what we are and redefine
our
words.
They're Trojan horses, and that's saying it lightly. You know, and James, getting back to Ted Cruz, he is at best is a Trojan horse. At worst, he's a traitor. Let me tell you about Ted Cruz. It makes me sick every time I turn on the Bach radio here in Memphis, which is a Christian radio station. I'm hearing people saying, well, they're going to vote for Ted Cruz because he's a Southern Baptist. His dad, pappy's a Southern Baptist. Let me tell you about Ted Cruz's pappy. Ted Cruz's dad who runs a Southern Baptist church in Texas, which is extremely, it's as pro-Zionist as John Hagee. He makes John Hagee look tame, probably. Well, Ted Cruz's dad, and we covered this on the last show, I was shocked. He grew up in Cuba. He was a Cuban citizen. He fought side by side with his buddy Fidel Castro. He was a guerrilla fighter, bringing a communist government into Cuba to overthrow the democratically elected government of Batista, and with full knowledge of the United States of covert government. You know, we have an overt government and a covert government, as explained by FBI director. Well, I hear the music. We'll go back to this.
When we come back.
I question, and I'm going to say, people say, oh, only you and God know if you're a Christian. No, you can tell them by their fruits. And I know Sam will agree with that. We're going to talk about Ted Cruz's fruits in just a minute.
Well, you may have to talk about it a little bit later because we got Winston coming on. Winston Smith with a book review. He's going to talk about ancient medieval poetry. Just kidding.
Can't wait.
No. He's got a great guest on, Andy Nowicki of Alternative Right. Great guest. And a great